What do you get when you combine an outspoken local blogger, an area children's art center, and 20 feet of sausage? This is Lisa Berry, and we're about to find out as we are joined by our special guest, Mark Maynard. He's the blogger.
Hello.
Welcome. And Lynette Lau, she is the chairman of the board for the Fly Children's Art Center in Ypsilanti. Let's start with Lynette and tell us about the Fly Children's Art Center. Why Fly? I guess that's my first question.
Well, our founder called it Fly because it stands for the love of Ypsilanti or the love of youth.
And what happens at the Fly Children's Art Center?
We're all about helping kids learn to develop their creative confidence. So this is a set of skills that helps kids personally, helps the community and the world. It's the idea that you can learn how to make things happen.
So who goes and how often do they go? And is it open on a regular basis? Do you have classes? How does it work?
We do a lot of work in the community that offers free workshops. And so we're in the Ipsy Community Schools in Washtenaw County, really. And then we also have a space that's inside a Riverside Art Center. We just moved a couple of weeks ago, and it's a wonderful collaboration for us.
So we're talking about kids and creativity and confidence. And Mark Maynard got into the picture and created a fundraiser. What's happening this weekend?
Yeah, so the Worst Bar in Ipsy, which is right across the street from you on Cross Street here, they make sausages. And one time I was talking to the owner and he said, I think I can make a 20-foot long sausage. And then we started talking about, well, why would anyone eat a 20-foot long sausage?
Right.
And we decided we could put a few things together and use it as a fundraiser for kids. Lynette got on board with her group. And this is the third year we've been doing it. And no one's finished the sausage yet. So we narrow it down to 10 people based on how much they raise for Fly. The final 10 meet on, it will be Sunday, this Sunday coming up. And they each are served a 20-foot long sausage. And one of them got very alarmingly close to finishing it last year. And we raised probably $8,000 the first year and maybe about the same last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really wonderful event. And a lot of other people have stepped forward, local musicians, local artists, different people that are hungry for sausage and that also want to help the community. So
why 20 feet? That seems like a big challenge.
I think, what is that, about two stories of meat? I think more would have been very difficult to have pulled off, and less would have, why do it for less?
Let's
when you have the technology to do 20, why not do 20? This is America.
we think big,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you've got 10 people competing.
Well, we've got 8 that have registered so far.
Okay.
And we have a number of others that are kind of sitting on the fence thinking about it. So by the time the competition comes on Sunday, I'm sure we'll have 10.
How can we financially support them?
If you go to Fly Children's Art Center's website, there's a banner across the top that says Worst Challenge. And if you click on it, you'll see all of the competitors and their write-ups, and you'll see how much they've each raised. You pick the competitor you want to back, and then you make a donation, $1, $5, $5,000. $20,000.
Think big, Mark.
Yeah, and then all that money goes to Fly, and it's all you can write off every contribution. It's a nonprofit.
So you're not contributing per foot eaten.
No, we thought about that. We decided not to do that. There is, however, the owner of the Worst Bar is giving us 10 cents for every inch that's eaten.
No.
So there is an element as well.
Tell us the facts again. This Sunday?
This Sunday, doors open at 5 o'clock. I think eating starts at 6 at the Worst Bar on Cross Street in Ypsilanti. And come to the website and check it out. So a bunch of people are finding different interesting ways to chip in. Last year, there was a local artist who cheated and got asked to leave, but he was cutting up his sausage and selling it to people for $5. He smuggled buns in his jacket, and he was selling them for $5 a piece and contributing that money to Fly.
Okay, that sounds pretty creative, actually.
Yeah.
There was also some smeet frogs were being sold.
What is that?
If you've been on the Tridge in Riverside Park, you may have seen a sign about a flying smeet frog, which is a furry frog, a fantastical creature.
Or I just think I'm having a bad dream now. I'm hearing about sneaking in buns and flying furry frogs.
Yeah.
And let's just keep in mind it's all for a good cause. It's for the Fly Children's Art Center. Lynette Lau, thank you so much for joining us. And Mark Maynard, come back anytime.
I will. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
It's been a pleasure.